Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Group Marketing Conference call. We do this very first call, the very first Monday of every month, to really focus and emphasize the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield businesses. We got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know people I'm definitely looking forward to hearing from. But before we get kicked off, let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, a Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. I'm trying to get all the other lines muted out so we have a very clear call tonight. I know everyone will be excited. Tonight, you're going to be hearing from our More Success Team leadership. We're going to be talking on the group call, and we're also going to be talking on the 9 o'clock call on our special More Success Team call. But tonight, to get things kicked off, I want to introduce one of the newest executive directors on our More Success Team. He actually qualified last month mainly on group sales, and although he is not new to Legal Shield, he truly is a rising star on our More Success Team. But now I want to go to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, to brand new executive director, Mr. Chuck Battles. Chuck, congratulations. Why don't you just tell everyone just a little bit about yourself and what making executive director means to you and what it takes to get there.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I greatly appreciate it. Legal Shield has really been an up-and-down deal for me. For a lot of you probably remember my name, and I started actually Legal Shield in 2008 and 2007, 2008, and as a kind of a part-time gig, my background, I graduated from college in 05, and I'm a youth pastor and music minister, and got started really with prepaid Legal Shield now as a part-time venture to just to supplement some income to make a little, $200 to $400 a month here and there, and got introduced into group sales early on, and did quite well off and on a couple of times. Did have some pretty good months, and but just kind of played with it. Didn't really get serious with Legal Shield, and it's fun to not be serious with something, still make $400 a month doing it. I don't know about a lot of the people on the call about your background and what you've done, but I mean $400 extra a month is quite a bit for me. And in the last 3 years, my life's really turned around, and a lot of things have changed. I say turn around, I say just a lot of change. In the last year, actually, I got married. I'm a 34-year-old man, never married, don't have any kids, and I got married and adopted a little girl, and I got a little daughter now, and two amazing women in my life, and I tell you, it'll change your outlook. Getting married, one, the Lord will use the marriage to show you how imperfect you are and who you need to be, but the thing about it is I started getting a little more serious about my career, a little more serious about the income, the time freedom, and through a strange set of circumstances, I actually lost my full-time job in the first couple weeks of July this year. And like I said, I had kind of played with Legal Shield, but never really got serious about it. And I called Jeremy and said, Jeremy, I said, I think I'm fixing to lose my job. I've done pretty good with Legal Shield before. I need some help. I need to get going and try to get some groups back going, and this is going to be my only source of income. And he welcomed me with open arms, just like the Moors always do. They helped me get started, and these were groups that I'd kind of worked off and on throughout my career with them, but really hit them pretty hard in the month of August, right there at the end of July and 1st of August and through August, and I was able to hit executive director, It's exciting. I put more money in my bank account this month than I would have in the last 3 months with my full-time job. And that's still having the time freedom to be able to. Also, throughout this month, I took my daughter on Mondays. I took her to dance. I was able to take off all weekend this past weekend with my wife and things that I wouldn't be able to done if I still had my full-time job. So it was a kind of a stressor, but now it's just, it's amazing because you've got the support and to know that if I get serious with this, even though I've been with Legal Shield for 8 years, and yes, it's made me some decent money, that now I'm launching this full time, and just in my first month, I've made more money than I did in the past 3 months working in the corporate America. And it's, you know, a lot of it is to do with the Moors and how they've helped me. Jeremy's been kind of a guide for me and a man that I've looked up to the whole time I've been in this, and helped me out along the way, and Kenneth and Randy both, and I appreciate y'all. I want to make sure everybody on the call knows that. It's been something that you've always been there anytime that I've needed you, and you've always been willing to help. Even it's kind of like the prodigal son has returned, I guess you could say. It's awesome to be able to have a family atmosphere like that, to be able to come back to a business that I can come back to, that I can count on, that when I put in the effort, I know that the outcome is going to come, and it's going to be exciting. You guys watch out. This is the next six-figure ring earner coming in a hurry, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the things that are going on at Legal Shield. When I was away, I didn't really know a lot about the new company taking over and the different things that are going on, all the changes, but the more that I get into my back office and the more that I watch the videos, the more excited I get. And, you know, I know this is a group call, and we talk about, you know, how the bringing the new members on creates excitement. Well, my new excitement, and Mr. Moore called me a new rising star, I can't tell you, I'm more excited now than I was when I first became an associate back in the end of 2007. I think it's just because of the motivation. I'm seeing the outcome of my efforts, and I'm motivated because I have a family to provide for now, and I know that this is going to be what provides for my family for now and for the future. Mr. Moore, with that, I thank you guys for helping me out. I don't know if there's anything else, that maybe some questions or something that I could answer for y'all, but I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be back. I appreciate you guys welcoming me the way that you have back into the family, and ED this month, going to keep it rolling for next month. I've already got meetings set up and enrollment set up, got potential new groups coming, and so it's an exciting time in my life to be a part of Legal Shield.
Well, Chuck, this is Randy, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I called you a rising star because I truly believe that. I do not doubt for a second that you will be a $100,000 ring earner, because you have the dedication and drive. You are a professional young man, and just so proud. You know, once you got married, that sort of changed the way you looked at things, like you said, and I know you got your head screwed on the way you want it to now, and we're just so very, very proud of you. You're out there doing the thing, but you're very coachable, you're trainable, and you've got the work ethic. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. I'm very, very proud of you, as our whole team is, and I look forward to hearing from you more in the future, because I know there's going to be lots of great things come out of Mr. Chuck Battles.
Watch out. Broken Bow's on the map now.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit. Thank you very much, Chuck. I wanted you to share that with the team. And, of course, on the next call, we're going to bring you back so you can talk to the networkers on that. But, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows that I'm mainly a network marketer, but I do a lot of group business myself. I guess I wrote about 45 memberships myself last month. But I'm telling you, I believe in the full wheel of opportunity with Legal Shield. So whatever you're good at, you know, focus on that and then work on the other parts, because you need to surround yourself. You never know when that group's going to pop up, you know, where you can work this business as far as the group marketing arena goes. But now it's my privilege to hear from the other members of my family, and we're going to go back to Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy and Stephanie, they're Platinum Executive Directors. Actually, I guess they're Platinum 2 Executive Directors, brand new this month. We're very, very proud of you guys. Congratulations. I know the Wands are fixing to open up a big group in the morning. I just talked to Keith and Amelia just a minute ago. They're not in speaker mode, but we wish them the best luck. I know they're going to be in front of about 300 people in the morning. They're going to be using Stephanie's her presentation that she gave at our retreat. So I don't know, Jeremy, you or Stephanie are going to go next, but welcome back to the call.
Thank you, Randy. I guess I'm going to be the one up next. But first I have to say, Chuck, I'm a little disappointed in you because you did not mention going with me, and I field trained you. So I think I deserve a little bit of credit.
You do. I said the Moore family. The Moore
okay,
family.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're very proud of you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Tonight on the call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give my five big tips about groups. And so the very first thing that I think is important is to package your benefits. So if you're going to go into a presentation, you need to decide ahead of time if you're going to do the legal plan, the identity theft, or both. And I say that because it's too hard in a short period of time when you're up there doing a 10, 15-minute presentation to start giving options as well. You want to make sure that when you close that you're leaving there with those apps, and you don't want to give them options. You don't want to confuse them. You don't want them to need time to think about it. It's so much easier if you go in ahead of time knowing what benefits you're going to present and lumping them together. And I say that, too, because going into a group, you want to know ahead of time as well what their pay periods are. And that way you can give it on with the lowest amount per pay period. And that also helps a lot. You know, when you go in and you don't, you know, have to present it's $20 a month, you can break it down to where it's $8 and something a pay period. That's a lot more affordable as well. And so I highly recommend that you go in, know what benefits you're going to present, and you have their pay periods and have that down to the lowest amount per pay period. That those two things seem to help me whenever I go into my group enrollment. The second thing that I think really helps is when I start, I say I'm here to enroll you in your legal plan and identity theft benefit. And so I'm here to enroll you. I'm not here to inform you. I'm not here to see if this is something that you want. I'm here to enroll you. And I think that just kind of triggers something in their head. And it's not, you know, you're drawing them in already just in the very beginning. My third deal is I like to tell stories throughout my presentation to personalize it. And what I mean by that is if you own the membership, you need to be using the membership. And those are the stories that you're going to use. And you also want to make sure when you go in to present to your group that you realize who you're presenting to. And you don't want to go in and maybe talk about, you know, if you're with older people, maybe you want to focus more with the wheels. If you're with a group of young people, you want to focus on, like, the speeding tickets, the moving traffic violations, that you and anyone can be overcharged on something. And so, I mean, that's something that you may want to think about. But when I say that, but I also don't go in prejudging because everyone needs to know how important a wheel is. And so because I've had the membership, you know, for 16 years, I throw out there that I had my will prepared at the age of 24. A lot of 24-year-olds don't think about having a will prepared. So I use my example. My dad was killed at the age of 49 by a drunk driver. He did not have a will. You know, I learned that the hard way. So at the age of 24, I prepared a will. So you want to bring them in, make it personal, make it feel like, okay, it can happen to me. And that's why you want to be able to use the membership to share your stories because it just personalizes it and draws them in and makes them think, okay, well, if it can happen to them, it can happen to me. You don't necessarily want to go in and maybe talk about a big lawsuit because that may not be something that hits everybody. But the moving traffic violations, the wheels, being overcharged, all of those things can happen to anybody at any age. And so I feel like you could go in and use some of those stories and help personalize your presentation as well. But you don't want to talk about it for a long period of time because you want to keep it within your allotted time frame. You also, or what I like to do is ask a few questions throughout my presentation. And so one example I will give that I use in my presentation is I, you know, whenever I'm going through the moving traffic violations, I do let them know exclusions. And so I let them know that you're drinking and driving on drugs, you know, those will not be covered under the moving traffic part. But when I get to the fifth benefit, the preferred member discount, I ask them a question. I'll say, now, what two benefits did I give you, or what two things did I give you that were excluded under the moving traffic violations? And it's getting them active and getting them involved, and they'll let me know that it was the drinking and driving and drug-related issues, and I'll say, okay, this is where it falls under the 25% preferred member discount. So I'll ask questions as well for my presentation to keep them involved, and that way they're not falling asleep on me. And then the last is walking them through the app. So whenever I go through my presentation, I don't say, now pull out your app, and if you want to enroll or if you feel like this is something that you need, fill out this application here. After I finish my presentation, I say, now if you will, pull out your application. We're going to start with today's date. Today's date is September 1, 2014, time of day, 8 a.m. In the box one, I need your social date of birth, your name, your co-applicant, which can be your spouse or significant other. I'm going to need your address, a phone number, and email there. Then we're going to skip down to box two, and that's going to be your dependent information. That's where you're going to put in your children that qualify for the benefit. And then the third box is going to be your payroll deduction slip. Make sure you sign where it has the signature of applicant there with the X. And then on the payroll deduction slip, we're going to put in, and then I give them their amount per pay period there. Make sure they sign the X there. And so I'm walking them through the app, and it gets everybody writing as well. And those are my five tips that I think works best for me, and I hope that it carries over and works best for you guys. And I'm going to turn the call over to Jeremy now.
All right. Great job, Stephanie. Those were outstanding tips, and I encourage you guys to use and implement those. I know I do many of those, if not all of them, in my own group business. Stephanie's done a phenomenal job. I mean, I think I would listen to anybody that is consecutively on personal business for the last, it's going on 4 years now, every single consecutive month qualifying for executive director off of personal sales. So she's doing something right. Couldn't be more proud of her. Congratulations to my good friend Chucky. He's doing a phenomenal job down there in Brokerville. I know great things are on the horizon for him and to everyone on the call. I mean, the More Success team is definitely the most, in my opinion, the most diversified group in all of Legal Shield, is because our leader, Mr. Ken Moore, taught us from an early stage to definitely embrace the entire wheel of opportunity. And I really appreciate Papa taking me under his wing and showing me that when I launched my Legal Shield career a little over 15 years ago. So, you know, something that I've done that's really been a benefit to me and the organization a long time ago. I'm not one to ever want to. I've not really ever felt real comfortable just going out and cold calling on businesses and just knocking on doors. That's just not my forte. It's just not something I'm comfortable doing. I know Papa, he doesn't mind calling on everybody and anybody and you know, at any time or whatnot. That, you know, everybody has their own niche and the way to do things. But what I found very early on in my Legal Shield business and in Legal Shield career, and I still utilize this today, is, you know, I don't necessarily want to go and cold call the groups, but, you know, I want to go find the people that already have the groups. I want to go find the people that already have the relationships. I want to go find the people that already have the books of business. And, you know, because, you know, whether you're building a team or doing group business, it's all about relationships. It's all about, you know, that bond, that cohesiveness. And so I just found it very easy, you know, by early on, and I know Papa will probably talk about this a little bit, but, you know, by following my dollar, those first early groups that I was able to open, those places that I spent money with, those individuals out there in the community that I interacted with and spent my hard-earned income with, on a weekly basis or daily basis, they're really easy to approach about what Legal Shield could benefit them and their employees. And so by approaching them, they would get a handful of groups under my belt. But, you know, I started asking those individuals, who else handled their other benefits? Who handles your health insurance? Who handles your life, your voluntary products, your supplemental benefits out there? And by getting those contacts from those individuals, I was able to open doors that would have literally taken me probably months and if not years to establish those relationships. I was able to cut down that learning curve, to totally cut out the relationships process and go to the people that already had the relationships established, the people that already had the books of business. And that really took
my business to a whole nother level because, you know, by them, those individuals that already have that book of business, by me creating that relationship with them, you know, getting them to understand the value of our product or service, getting them to buy into our mission, our cause, and the income possibilities, and for them to buy in and to know that that myself, I was a professional and would treat their companies, their groups with you know, with the respect and things that they, you know, the professionalism that they want to instill. You know, by focusing my time on those types of individuals, it just opened the doors to such a massive book of business, and, you know, it just keeps us going on and on and on. It kind of turns self-sustaining. You know, it's always like asking for referrals. You know, if you, even when people tell you no, if you get a couple of referrals, you'll never run out of people to talk to. Well, you know, finding those individuals that already had those relationships established, already had those book of business, will really sustain your business for infinity. You'll never run out of individuals to talk to, new groups to present at, new decision makers to meet. And so that's what I've always focused on and seems to be doing really well. But the reason why, I think the real true reason why that's been so successful is because, you know, the B2B aspect of Legal Shield, it is professional. I mean, it is, you need to look good, you need to smell good, you need to dress the part. You know, you need to, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's and you know, be very well prepared. And when that comes to being a professional, we just started football season, and those guys, they didn't just go out there and start playing today. What have they been doing for the last months? What have they been doing for the whole offseason? They've been practicing. They've been preparing. They've been ready, getting ready for the big games that we all watch. This weekend, professional football kickoff is coming up weekend. Well, those guys have been practicing and training and putting their blood, sweat, and tears in this thing for months, weeks upon weeks, and months upon months, just getting ready, getting prepared. Well, you got to treat your Legal Shield business as a professional. You need to be a professional. You need to get in there. You've got to practice. You need to. If you're not practicing your presentation, you're screwing up. If you can't bust out a 5-minute presentation, why can't you? Because you haven't practiced long enough. You've got to be able to give a 10-minute presentation, a 15-minute presentation. You need to be prepared. And the only way I know how to be prepared is to practice. Do it over and over and over and over and over again. You know, I haven't looked at a brochure in years. I mean, I've physically looked at one, but I don't use a brochure. Because why? Because I perfected a presentation. I perfected the story. I can tell the story. And the only reason why I'm able to do that is because I practice over and over and over, and I still practice with Stephanie. I still record myself to find out what I'm exactly, what words are coming out of my mouth. I'll look myself in the mirror, and I still give the presentation. I'll still record it. I'll rewind it and critique myself and try to be professional because, you know, if this is a career path that you choose, why wouldn't you invest in time? Why wouldn't you? Just strive to be the best that you can be. Is your family worth it? Is your why you're doing this business worth it? If it is worth it, then you need to put in the time. You need to get dedicated to it. You need to practice it so that when you're out there in front of the professionals, when you're in front of those decision makers, when you're contacting your warm market, when you're following your dollar, you can be the representative that we all strive that you will be. So. And it's natural that way. If you don't practice, it won't come out natural. You might come off like you're reading something or you're trying to sell somebody something. So put in that time. Be professional. Find the people in the new group. And, guys, we'll see you all at the top. It's really been a pleasure for me to be able to speak to you guys for these last few minutes. And, I wish you all the best. If there's anything that Stephanie and I could do to help facilitate your growth in the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield careers or any other aspect for that matter, know that our doors are always open. So we just want to say God bless you all. And before I turn it back over to Dad, I just want to say I got a text from Mr. Jimmy Parrish earlier today. And, you know, we got an outstanding conference coming up next weekend or a couple weekends away in Tucson. The B2B conference is the first of its kind in Legal Shield. It's going to be a remarkable event. But he's got a gentleman that's, already got the room and everything. He's just, so if anybody needs a place to stay, if they're going to the B2B conference and, you want to help be able to cut down your expense of that event, get in contact with me or Mr. Jimmy Parrish, and we can get you guys hooked up so that we can help lower your expenses for that. So with that being said, wish you all the best. It's been a phenomenal month of August, but September is now. August is over. September is upon us. Let's just kick this thing into high gear and see you all at the top. God bless you all, and you all have a good evening. Dad?
Thank you, Jeremy. You and Stephanie did an incredible job. Appreciate Chuck, and again, congratulations to him as a new executive director. But to go ahead and wind up the call tonight, none other than original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 4 and 5 executive director, 17, 20, I don't know what he is up to now, but he's doing an outstanding job. None other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you, Randy. I was laughing to myself here, so I muted myself out because almost everything I had down, Jeremy said. You know what? I am so proud of Jeremy and Stephanie for the congratulations on Platinum 2. It takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of training. And Chuck Battles will congratulate you. And, you know, we started on that all tonight. We can't everybody on the call, Randy, but we had so many people this month to step up to the bat. They stepped up to bat. You know, folks, I've marked through a lot of things I was going to say, but I want to tell you this, and Linda knows this. We've been out with her, Linda and Harold and Jeremy and Randy and a lot of other people, but the main thing is to be prepared. Get prepared. Look in the mirror before you leave. Say to yourself, and you heard me say it before, would I do business with this person today? When you walk in that business, walk in there not cocky, but walk in there confident. In at least 30 minutes to an hour before you go to in that place, be sure then don't talk about anything but Legal Shield. You know, I was with Frank Leedency the other day, and it was like 20 minutes till or something. I said, Frank, I just broke my own rule. I was talking about something else because I had to bring myself back into check. It's so easy to get off track and be talking about something else, and when you walk into the meeting, your mind has already went to the ball game or to the TV show last night. So what we need to do is keep her mind on the job, keep her contact on the job. And Randy, and I mean, Jeremy mentioned a while ago something about it. And you know, the worst thing, folks, we can do, and I drink a lot of coffee and the old bad breath, is to walk in with bad breath or needing some deodorant. It's hot summer times here in Oklahoma. I know it sounds a little gross to some of you, but Lord have mercy, take that hot shower, which you always do, but add a little extra deodorant. Brush your teeth just a little bit harder, a little bit whiter, so when you put that smile on, it'll be prepared. Look in the mirror, be prepared, go out there and do it. You know, Jeremy's right. He does things one way, I do another. I'm pretty sure that he does it the right way, and I just do it the way that Wilbur Smith taught me. But we used to have to go store to store, floor to floor, and door to door. So doing that, we had to walk in prepared. We had to walk in there and see who the manager was and just say, Mr. Employer, if I could show you how to increase your bottom line, you would be interested, wouldn't you? And then a lot of times they will, a lot of times they won't. But even when they do not want to do it, ask them for a referral. You'd be surprised how many people say, oh, you have a competitor, Joe Blow, down here. He needs it. He needs what you have to offer. They would be very, very surprised at how many will go right ahead and give it. Then you'll meet groups, some of the larger groups, don't have to be real large, but it'll absolutely say, well, my employees are just simply not interested. And I say to them this, well, you know, that's what a lot of employers think, and they may be right. But what I know about one thing, you like your employers, you appreciate them, I'm sure you do, don't you? They're going to say yes, you're not going to say no. And when they do say, well, here's what we'd like to do in a case of yours, is let's do a focus group. Let's pull someone out of each department you have. Let's give them a presentation. You're not giving us the right to write them up or anything. But then see what percentage of them, when we get through doing the presentation, would take the membership if it was available. And you will be surprised how many, when they're not really having to sign up, say, yes, I would like to have the service, which gives you a hook into the employer then, so the employer's just about got to go ahead and give you that payroll deduct slot. I know McElberg Duncan, 25 years ago, large company, like 600-700 employees, they said, our employees not interested, we just simply won't do it. And the gentleman with me said, we'd like to do a focus group. And I said, what's that? And we pulled somebody out of every department, and 80% of the people said if it was available, we'd take it. And when we signed up, actually only about 60% signed up. So some said it, but you get a heavy percentage. When you do that, it's a little harder for the employer to say no. I know our time is already up, but I'd like to say congratulations to the whole team tonight for the great month ahead. And recruiting was up, sales was up, things are looking good on the More Success team, but it's only because of you, because of the way you live, the way you present yourself, the enthusiasm you have, the presentation to do. For you that's not into it yet, get used to people saying no and get used to getting paid for your no's. Once you realize you're getting paid for no's, it's a lot easier to combat those no's. Remember, we get paid according to how many presentations we do. If we got to do 20 to get one sale, then the ratio is 20 to 1. We got to do that. But I tell you what, if you'll keep doing those presentations, your closing will improve and improve and improve. Remember, like Jeremy said, like I had him do, look in the mirror, talk to yourself, record yourself, listen to what you're saying, time yourself, and all those things will work out. Randy, I'm going to turn it back to you, but I would like to say thank you to Randy and Pat for taking my wife and I down to Branson, Missouri, and paying for everything. It's so nice to have your kids support you. I hope they'll support me in the future. God bless y'all. God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and we'll be listening for you on the 9 o'clock call. Randy?
I think you said it all, Mr. Moore. Like you said, at 9 o'clock, we'll have the next call. So good night, everyone, and have a great week.